The U.S. Naval Academy, established in 1845, builds officers from its student body of more than 4,000. For men and women who will one day serve aboard nuclear submarines and in the cockpits of sophisticated aircraft, it all starts here, on small boats in the Severn River. The Academy's Director of Sailing, Commander Chris Thomasy, says the centuries-old skill of sailing teaches valuable lessons for the modern day.
We're part of the professional development department, and sailing is a big part of that, because there you're going to learn character and leadership attributes.
These students are among the best and brightest that the country has to offer, but even after 4 years, an ocean of knowledge awaits. 22-year-old Laura Martindale is one of the first women ever chosen to serve aboard a submarine. She says that the Academy prepared her for the challenges ahead.
This place teaches you how to follow and lead, and when you're going out into the Navy and you're going to be in charge of 40 sailors and Marines, that's a really important piece of your identity, is knowing who you are and where you want to go, and this place is really changes you.
While Laura Martindale plans a career below the waves, midshipman Jacqueline Jordan is preparing to shoot for the skies.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be a naval flight officer going to Pensacola for flight school.
But over and above technical training, being a member of the United States Navy means being ready for war. Marksmanship training coach Bill Cardiza says the rules are simple.
In order to carry a pistol in the Navy, personnel have to go through a qualification process.
Midshipmen must also maintain peak physical condition. At nearly any time of day across the campus, people work out, practice a sport, or just run with their classmates. Among the many qualities students learn at Annapolis, perhaps the most important is that of leadership through honor and integrity, something these students seem well aware of.
You know, honor, courage, and commitment isn't something we just put on a poster and think about later. It's something we're expected to live and participate in actively every day.
Midshipman Matthew Evans agrees.
Knowing that we're going to be in charge of people's lives, some of my classmates are going to Iraq within a year after getting out of here. And they're going to be in harm's way leading platoons. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for that. I don't know how many other 22-year-olds are going to be doing that.
I mean, I just try every day to do my best and make my classmates proud, my parents proud, and, like, most importantly, the nation proud, because in the end, we're just, you know, we're working for America, so.
Their individual experiences vary, but graduates agree that the Naval Academy prepares them all for the life and death decisions that officers are called upon to make. At the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.